All right, that's Ariana Grande. And one last time. Hey, hang on, it's me. But Chris is still here. Hello, Chris, all right? Yeah, I'm just stepping into the show because we've been doing some office stuff today, and Chris has thankfully been looking after things and taking care of you. But we've got the boys from Lakefest with us. It's Daffy and it's Lee.
We've made it.
Let's just pull that mic up in front of you there. Mr. Daffy, always a pleasure to see you.
You need to tighten this thing up.
I know.
Every time we come in here, this microphone always falls down.
I know. Particularly in front of Lee, who then laughs at it. You can't do it on cue. It's got to be spontaneous. Lakefest 2017, 10th to 14th of August at Eastnor Park, Deer Park. Eastnor Deer Park is going to be another awesome affair. The second time in Herefordshire. It's new home.
Yes. What are we looking at? 4 weeks now. We're all sort of...
This time of the month, we'll be in the field.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you were saying, you're sort of, because it takes a lot of prep to build everything up, doesn't it?
We sort of get in on about 2 weeks before the festival starts and kick off from there, get everything set up, get all the big tops in and the stage set up.
Yeah.
So it's quite involved. People don't obviously sort of see that. But the weirdest thing for us is when the festival finishes on the Sunday, people are still there Monday.
Yeah.
By Wednesday, 6 o'clock, we're done. It's absolutely bonkers.
So is that true? It takes longer to set it up than to take it down.
It's crazy.
We've outsourced a lot of the stuff, like litter and refuse. That was a massive stress to us last year. Litter pick, you can imagine. I think that was 15 tons of recycling and waste, wasn't there?
Yeah.
And this year we've outsourced all that stuff, so we're not going to have that to worry about.
Yeah.
Which is good. I've got my son with me today. As you'll see, because he's off school.
Jimmy in the background, say hi.
Hi.
There we are.
And I was just saying about that setup. I mean, it's stressful enough. Moving sites from Gloucestershire to Herefordshire was pretty stressful because we didn't know the site, didn't know the layout, did we? And there was no phone reception in the deer park. So it's a bit stressful. Within 5 minutes of being there, Jimmy, we were staying in one of the cottages on the estate. Jimmy puts down his football, takes a penalty at my friend, straight through the window. It was 5 minutes of being there. So it started stressful, didn't it?
Yeah.
And this year we're going to be a lot more prepared. And we've got a lot of things added to the show to make it better and enhance it for everyone that comes to visit.
That's it. Well, so far, of course, we've mentioned that you've got our headliners, Feeder, Charlatans, Imelda May, Aswad's on the lineup, Badly Drawn Boy and so much more. But we're getting cultural this year.
Obviously, I love books and writing, and I want to get a bit more rounded. So it's not everyone's cup of tea. A lot of people come just for the music and the beer, but we do have some people that are slightly more discerning, shall we say. So we've got a bit of stand-up comedy, some Q&A. Wilco Johnson, who's one of the acts, he's going to do a half an hour Q&A where people can actually ask him anything they want and he'll answer.
How do you get into music? How do you become a rock legend, etc.?
Absolutely, yeah. And he's a very down-to-earth, decent guy. And Steve Murray, the BMX legend, he's going to do half an hour. He's a very inspirational person who's disabled from the neck down from a BMX accident. He's going to do half an hour Q&A as well. And there's lots of different things going on, readings, debate and stuff that really our core customers aren't used to or haven't never been exposed to.
No, and maybe not so much of us, but you know, we've also got, well, this is an exclusive, I think we've just signed up a certain Greg Upwoods as well.
Yeah.
He's on board. Look at him in there.
He's going to read some of his poetry.
And
some comedy. He's good, funny.
And some poetry. I've got some good poems, but I can't
please
read them.
Not the limericks, not now. No,
I'll tell my classic after. It's a beauty.
Is it young lady from... No.
Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Oh, that one. Oh, yeah. So an amazing lineup of music now, comedy, poetry, Q&A sessions, debate as well. Lakefest taking another step forward this year. Tickets are available at lakefest.co.uk. Hawaiian theme.
Hola.
So we are expecting all men in grass skirts.
Yeah, well, these got his on now.
I know.
It looks quite nice,
doesn't it? Very fetching in the pink as well.
A lay, isn't it? It's a lay.
I'd say, yeah. So definitely, I mean, we're joking. Yeah, you can wear grass skirts. Hey, look, Greg and I probably will. But men have to be in Hawaiian shirts, really, haven't they?
Yeah. So I'd say so, yeah.
It's the easiest fancy dress you can do.
Well, we always find the struggle as the three directors. We sort of, by the time the weekend comes, we're a bit stressed and a bit tired, and we never sort of bother, but you can't not get out of a...
No, wearing a Hawaiian shirt. Hawaiian's easy, and it's bright, colourful, cheerful. It's the right thing, isn't it?
Just like us.
Yeah. Well, that's it. Yeah, usually I see you with a Hawaiian shirt on anyway, Daffy.
Yeah, something bright, something on there going on. And yeah, it's all good.
We're going to give you the chance to win some tickets to Lakefest in about a week and a half's time. We'll send loads of you families there. The whole Sunshine team will be down there. We're the official radio station of Lakefest. We love it. We're so glad that it's now part of Herefordshire. And, of course, the biggest music festival in Herefordshire now. And getting even bigger, isn't it? But there's stuff you can say and stuff you can't say.
We're going back via East Nor actually this afternoon to speak with Land Rover. They're going to do the experience for everyone, so people that come can actually go and do the Land Rover experience.
It's riding up into the rough terrain, in the woods,
and they're amazing things. I mean, they really are, and they're so local. That's the home of. That's where they test every vehicle on the East Nor estate. So it's a really cool thing to do, and they're on board to help out. There's also doing some rides, aren't they? Remote control cars and stuff for the kids to do in the kids' area.
Loads of crafts for the kids.
Pottery, kite making, hat making, yoga, Zumba, DJ lessons.
Yeah.
It's all about children, really. There's so much to do for the kids.
Very family orientated. Look, massively. If you're going, make sure the kids leave their iPads at home.
Yeah.
Off the electronic devices.
I mean, because the phone reception is limited there, it really does forces people to actually be normal and engage with one another rather than looking at a screen. Mm. So, yeah, we encourage that, don't we? Massively. It's going to be good. I can't wait. And hopefully we see as many people there as we can.
That's it. We'll give you the chance to win tickets to lakefests.co.uk if you want to go and buy them now. It goes Hawaiian this year. Lee and Daffy, thank you for coming in.
Thank you very much for having us.
On your way to the site. Always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you.
And we will see you down there as well. 10th to 14th of August, East Nor Castle Deer Park. Make it Lakefest 2017.
Mark Edwards, through your workday.
With Bromyard Tyres. For free MOT with every full service. T's and C's apply.
We interrupt the programming to bring you an erection special. Over to you, Dick.
Yes, votes are now counted and I...